which is ma'amir. Ma'amir means gathering things into sheaves. After you harvest whatever it is that you're harvesting, so you put them together in bundles in order to facilitate either taking them home, right, off the field, or threshing them, or whatever other things you have to do with them. Okay. So anything, ma'amir is only applies, according to most opinions, that's pretty much on the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, to the gilei karka. It only applies to things that grow from the ground. And it basically applies in the place where the thing grew. In other words, outside, in a garden, you have fruit that fell off a tree Erev Shabbos, not Muktzah. So you're allowed to gather it on Shabbos, you're allowed to pick it up off the floor, but you can't put them together. You can't pick them, move them into a pile, right, under the tree or in the garden, anywhere in the garden, to make a little pile of them, right? That is, or even to put them in your pocket together in the garden, or and then to bring them home, or to put them in a kli together in the garden. All of that is ma'amir. It's basically taking the things, putting them together, even two fruits, putting them two fruits in your pocket, picking up two apples off the floor, putting them in your pocket, right, in the garden, is probably an issa d'oraisa of ma'amir. That is the Torah prohibition. Some say that it also applies to things that don't necessarily grow from the ground, but are part of the ground. Gems, minerals that are naturally found in the ground, there are those that say that those are also what's so called included in the Torah prohibition. You see, rabbinically, the other things are also included. Raking leaves together. It doesn't have to be food. It could be anything that grew from the ground that you're raking together to make a pile. That's what you do when you rake leaves. You make the pile, and then you want to use those leaves for something or whatever. To make a what's it called? Sometimes you rake leaves together, and you then put them all together on a compost pile. Right? So since you're using the leaves for something, it's a malach of tikkun, that would be an issa d'oraisa. Another way of being over ma'amir, but that's only in the place where the thing grew, in the garden, in the field where it grew. Okay, anywhere else is not a Torah prohibition. We'll see if it's rabbinic or not, but it's not a Torah prohibition. What can also be a Torah prohibition is even the place where it doesn't grow, but what's normal to put those things together, even in the house, in a way that's more than just gathering them into a pile, but making the mamish one. For instance, taking figs and either stringing them together or crushing them by pressure and making, you know, those wheels of the figs out of that. That's also chayiv min ha-Torah, even though you're not doing it in the place where it grows. According to some, if you take diamonds or any other natural gems and you string them together, would be the same malacha. It's also asur min ha-Torah. Most opinions hold that would only be nisa d'rabbanan, or it could be, if you make a real chain out of it, it could be mesakin, boneh, other malachas, but not ma'amr, because ma'amr is only something that grows from the ground, not something that's part of the ground. Some hold that if you take the things in your hand, you don't put them in your pocket. You don't put them into a kli, then now they're contained and together. But you hold them in your hand, so if you let your hand loose, they would fall out. So you have to constantly hold them in your hand, even in the garden. That's not a Torah prohibition. Could be something rabbinic. But even in the garden, right, if you have fruit that fell off the tree before Shabbos, on Shabbos, if the fruit fell off, it's muktzah. So we're going to talk about it anyway. But if it fell off before Shabbos, you're allowed to pick up the fruit. You have to take one at a time, bring it in the house. You can't even take two and put them in your hand and bring them in, because that's already gathering them together. What?
I said otherwise
Yes and no, because if you only took two of them, or one of them, or two of them, you didn't make an arema, right? Or not even to the house. You want to take it out of the garden, right? So this will be awesome. There is an opinion that says that gathering eggs in the place where they're laid, to gather the eggs in the lul, right? Even eggs that were laid before Shabbos. So they're not, again, they're not muktzah, right? Is a rabbinic prohibition of ma'amr. And some hold the b'chlal, the ma'amr doesn't apply to things like that, right? It only applies rabbinically, we'll see in one second, to things that either grow from the ground and they're in a chotzer, in a backyard where they don't grow, but it's outside, not in the house. Okay, then the halakha is like this. In a chotzer, outside, in a backyard, someplace where the things don't grow, but they're still outside. So there's an idea of uvda d'chol, that even though there isn't ma'amer, because it's not where the things grow, so there's no ma'amer from the Torah, that it's a weekday thing to start gathering things that have been scattered around. So there the halacha is that if the things, let's say you have a bushel of apples, you have a bunch of apples that were already in a pot or so, whatever, right? You know, in a basket, and they fell out of the basket and they scattered all over your patio. So then you would not be allowed to gather them together on the patio in a basket, right? What you could do is gather one or two at a time in your hand and bring them in and into the house and do it like that. They're not gathering them all together because that looks like a very weekday kind of thing. That's according to most opinions, that's the reason. Others say that we're afraid that if you'll do it there, you may come to be ma'amer where they grow, since anyway it's outside. However, if they didn't scatter around, they dropped out of the basket into one place, then you can pick them up and put them back in the basket, even in a chotzer. In the house, here there's a machlokas achronim. Let's say you have toys, things like that, or things that grow from the ground, let's start with that. Things that grow from the ground, apples, oranges, scatter in your house, all over the floor. They roll to all the corners of the room. Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos holds that you can't gather them together, even in the house, in a box or into a basket or whatever. You can pick them up one or two at a time and put them down, but not gather them all together, even in the house.
Where do you put them?
What?
You could have put them in some different way. What do you do? Practically speaking, that happens.
After you have them, you need them for Shabbos, use them as you collect them.
You have to put them someplace. You know, where you just buy them around. You get 20 apples fell on the floor, and now you pick them up. Now where do you put them? Take one and put them in each quarter of the house. Practically speaking.
Now, Mustam, according to him, you wouldn't be allowed to gather them all together in one place and then use them. You have to pick them up as you need them to use. And if you don't need to use them, you have to leave them. Lamaisa, Shimon Eider, and that other Sefer Ribiyat on Hilchos Shabbos, pretty much say it's not a clear thing what the halacha is regarding this. But it seems that the way they run the Mishnah Berurah is more the halacha, and that is that in the house there's no issur at all. Even if it's scattered all around, there's no uvda d'chol, and you're allowed to take a basket and put them all in, and pretty much you can rely on that. Don't have to be machmer. But you can only do what you need for Shabbos, not put them away or whatever for after Shabbos or whatever. You can collect them if you need them for Shabbos. Okay. This ma'amr does not apply to things that already were changed and not natural. In other words, it doesn't apply to bread or anything that's been cooked or anything that's been made into a kli, even if it originally was something grew from the ground, wooden implements, right, that grew from the ground. Or according to those opinions that say that metals are part of this, it's only raw metal. But if spoons or things got scattered, right, definitely you're allowed to pick them up and to put them into a basket to get, you know, whether it's a boulder or whatever, right, you're just picking up scattered things and putting them all together in one mixture in a basket. There's no issur in that. There's no ma'amr by kalim, by food, stuff that had been cooked or prepared. There's another machlokas, if something is ma'amr or not, and that is making a bouquet of flowers. Some hold that making a bouquet of flowers in a garden is a Torah prohibition, And in the house, at least, there's a rabbinic prohibition to take flowers, and if you tie them together in a bouquet, it could be totally even inside the house. But Moshe is mesupik whether making a bouquet is ma'amar altogether. Because ma'amar means that you bring things together because you want them to be together, right, for some use after that. But here, you just want to put these things together because they look nice together. You don't really want them to be together, you just want them to be in one place so you can see nice flowers, right, in one place. Could be, he's mesupik, he doesn't say for sure it's not, but he says not sure whether that's called ma'amar or not, and therefore, since there's somebody who holds zasar at least midrabbanan, and Moshe is mesupik, you shouldn't make bouquets of flowers on Shabbos, even in the house.
Kids grow gogurim.
Who?
Kids gogurim. No, they're from the natural one.
So there, in that, they tell them in the house. Yeah. Or another condition. Ein ma'amar acher ma'amar. If the things are already gathered once, and then they got what's it called? They got ungathered. You can regather them. Except for the fact, even in the garden, right? The only thing is that they get scattered a lot. You can't do it because it would be the hall outside, okay? According to everybody. So these things, right? That's only Rabban. But these things didn't get scattered all over. But they once were obviously once these apricots were together. Now they're pits, right? So the pits had once been part of apricots that were gathered together. And now they've got ungathered, and you're regathering them. That's no issur, except for the fact that you can't gather them together from if they're scattered all over the place. Because they're not scattered all over the place, okay, what? What?
Yeah.
Right, so that can only be the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, outside, everybody holds that they're scattered all over, there's an issur the Rabbanan because of the Bidachol. According to most opinions, only with the chol, right? And some opinions say, therefore, in the house, even if they scattered all over, is mutter. Other opinions say, no matter where it got scattered, in the house or outside the house, it's always in the Sudra Rabbanan to gather them, right? With the Rabbanan. Not ma'amr, no, it's with the chol. Or as a gzeira because of maybe ma'amr, that's also a possibility. But pashas over the chol, not do ma'amr. But it's only in the Sudra Rabbanan. Right? Therefore, if it's not scattered all over, if it's localized in one local place, even though you're putting them together, but they're not scattered all over in the house, for sure that's mutter, and the outside is also mutter. Okay, that is ma'amir. Okay, next week, Mesh Hashem, there will not be a shir. I will be in the country. And the week after that, in Yitzhak Hashem, there should be a shir. But we'll check just to make sure before you come.
I'll be able to fly there. There's a secret line about 10 minutes.